Nehemiah 1:11. O Lord, I beseech thee, now let thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant, and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name. And prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Nehemiah continues to pray at the end of this chapter. He prays for mercy in the sight of Artaxerxes the king. In a few verses, he will approach the king with a request to return to Judah so he can help rebuild. The sad state of Jerusalem was described to him at the beginning of this chapter. Beyond just the sadness and shame he felt at hearing the news, Nehemiah was ready to act. He was ready to follow God on a special mission. Before going to his earthly authority, the king, he went to the authority over heaven and earth, Jehovah. His desire was to fear God and be successful in his task. Opposition would come almost immediately. This happens when we go forward with a plan for God. But he remains in control and provides everything we need. Nehemiah 1:11. O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who desire to fear thy name. And prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer.